up anything, just dial toll-free, 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. As we launch here into the second hour, we'll take your calls about absolutely anything. Coming up, I want to get Dale's thoughts on the topless disobedience concept that we've been debating quite a bit here on Free Talk Live over the past several days. But first, I want to go to the phone calls because Jesse is on the line in Maine. Jesse, you're on Free Talk Live.
How you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Good to hear you. Yeah, I've never called in before, but you guys usually cover all the subjects pretty well. But I wanted to relay a brief experience I had in New York City recently. I live in a more rural area, so going to New York City was quite the experience.
All right.
And I went down during 4th of July, and I remember when I checked out Wall Street, and they had the roads blocked off.
Yeah.
And they had, you know, a few officers there, all in the riot gear with the, it looked like, you know, some sort of automatic weapon. I can't really, I didn't know what they were actually carrying, but, and it was out in front of the New York Stock Exchange. And I thought that was really odd. And I don't know how long it's been like that. But
at least a couple of years, because
it was there
and I saw them.
No, that was our first year in New York City, Mark, so that was 4 years ago at this point.
Wow. So, yeah, I couldn't figure that out because, I mean, it just seems like, I mean, they have a lot of money. We're talking about, I mean, a lot of private money. I mean, what do they need the government there protecting them for? Was there some sort of threat that they were concerned about? Or
need's not the issue, Jesse. It's about the ability.
An appearance,
you know,
too.
You've got to pay for it. Why do middle-class people have to send their kids to public school? They don't need. They can afford to educate their own children. However, they send their kids to public school anyway because you've got to pay for it, like it or not. And then what they do is they advocate that public school get bigger and bigger. You know, what used to be the idea was to service people who couldn't afford to send their kids to school. Now they have Olympic-sized swimming pools, computers in every classroom, and, you know, every other thing that money can't buy.
Yeah. Yeah, it seemed really odd to me. It seemed very out of place, especially where we were. It was a very clean road. There's hardly any traffic. Well, I mean, they had the roads blocked off anyway. I mean, it just seemed like the most unlikely place where there would be that kind of trouble. The other thing I thought was kind of interesting was when they actually had the 4th of July fireworks. Now, of course, I listen to Free Talk Live, so I'm coming at it from somewhat of a different perspective than maybe a lot of people there. But, you know, it was all sectioned off, and there was tons of officers everywhere. And I was thinking, okay, people are coming down to the waterside to watch fireworks with their friends and family. Is there really justification for a massive police presence like this? And I just felt, you know, like to a certain degree, at least, hopefully you're protected if something did happen. But then at the same time, it felt more like they're just on display. They're just,
yeah, what
you know,
kind of protection
like
are they really going to give
ship
you
down there? And it, for me, I felt actually very uncomfortable because it just,
there's a very
they
limited
sitting there like friendly or anything. I felt like they were grilling the crowd, sort of.
Yeah. There's,
you know,
a very limited amount of protection that those guys can do. Now, to be fair, if somebody starts a fight, they could see that, they could break it up. But as far as protecting you from terrorism, which is what they would like to claim that they're up to, that's a bunch of nonsense. There's no way that any cop is going to protect you from somebody who's strapped a bomb to his chest from detonating that. If somebody's going to kill themselves in a suicide bombing in New York City, it's going to be the cops are there to clean up the mess. By the time that you know someone is going to set a bomb off, it's over.
Anytime they talk about their protecting you from terrorism or something like that, they're looking busy. They're doing something.
Yeah.
And everyone gets a false sense of security from that, and that's enough for them. They just want that.
I thought it was definitely a looking busy kind of attitude.
Well, they wouldn't be getting paid overtime, too, so don't forget about that. A lot of times when it's an unusual day, when they need extra police for some reason, a lot of cops are called in for overtime hours, which means big money for them.
Yeah, well, there's definitely much larger presence there than I had seen the whole weekend. Like, there really wasn't much of a presence until those few hours, you know. Last thing I'll say is just I support the jury nullification thing. To me, that makes so much sense because it gives a direct scrutiny from citizens on the law as it is and not just on the criminal. And
well, I
know,
do
so
too.
You have a little more power in there.
I absolutely agree with you. In fact, I hope that what we're going to see here within, I don't know, maybe a few months, is another place here in New Hampshire starting up doing regular jury nullification outreach. It's been going on here in the Keene area now for a full year. August is going to be the beginning of our second year doing fully informed jury association outreach. Every single month, every single potential juror is offered a FIJA brochure as they walk into the courthouse, and I would say about 80 to 90% we'll take them. So it's been a wonderful success. Thanks for the call and the story tonight.
I would think that a positive unintended consequence of that would be the fact that maybe there would be debate over what happens in the courtroom and with the jury, so people would actually talk about some of these issues more often instead of just not really seeing it because...
I hope so, but they shouldn't talk about it in the jury room simply because they could be probably thrown off the jury and get into some trouble for that. But outside of the jury room, it definitely needs to be talked about. And I thank you for the call tonight, and that's one of the reasons why it comes up on a regular basis here on this show, to give us an excuse to discuss this very important issue that all Americans need to know about. I wonder if other Western government types have such a provision. Do jurors in Canada or Australia or the UK?
I would guess in those four countries, I would guess that, including the United States, that would be so, because you're talking about English common law would be what would be what the default sort of is there. And I would think that, they probably do have jury nullification.
That's something I'd like to know. I would like to know from some of our international listeners, while we're on this topic, what kind of jury rights are there in your country that maybe also have been swept under the rug by the judicial branch in the last several decades? 1-800-259-9231. Until then, we'll talk about breasts. Now, Dale, it's not something you spend a lot of time thinking about as a gay man, but you do have your opinions, and since we've been getting all of our co-host thoughts on this issue throughout the week, it came up again tonight, so perfect opportunity to jump in. The controversy has been here in Keene, New Hampshire. Some ladies are considering doing essentially an outreach or protest or demonstration.
Still very much just in the planning, brainstorming stage.
But. So they're talking about possibly doing something that may involve having men and women walking together or standing around in a certain location, just enjoying their company and maybe being topless. And it's been something that has stirred up, I think, more controversy than even the flag burn stirred up in advance amongst the activists here in New Hampshire by the certain group of folks that it's not really the old political, apolitical schism. It's kind of a new schism between the, for lack of a better term, prudes, sexists, and the supporters or the apologists for the prudes and the sexists, and those who are, I don't know, a little more free thinkers.
Yeah.
Your thoughts,
Dale? I know that early on when the thread was getting started, someone basically expressed, I agree with the principle, but I don't think this particular activism is a good idea because, and I actually made a point to post something and say, you know, I do want to encourage people to feel comfortable to express, you know, if they just, you know, what they think about any particular form of activism. I've done it in the past. I mean, and so I didn't want to discourage that. And someone posted something and said, I don't really agree with you on this particular topic, but I'm glad that you feel okay to express dissent about, you know, whether this is a good idea and so forth. Just express your opinion and everything. And at that point, it was still, you know, I don't know if it's a good idea because of the PR ramifications and everything, even though it's the right thing. And, you know, he was essentially saying that. And then there's this other thing started to chime in, which was apologists and justifications for why women should be treated differently than men.
They were getting really elaborate.
I think that women should be treated differently than men. I'm of that opinion. I'm more likely to hold a door for a woman than I am a man. I'm not saying I've never held doors for men or anything like that. But I think that should be the personal choice. I think that the law should recognize humans the same, and it doesn't. And that's wrong.
Definitely. But what I'm talking about was really even on, in the process of this, what this discussion did is you start to find out about people things that they wouldn't normally say, and some of these contrived justifications for sexism.
Let's talk about that here in a little bit. We'll dig in here at 800-259-9231. One of them was kind of this genetic excuse, right? We'll get to that, and you can dial in at 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. That is the point of the program. It's why we call it Free Talk Live. Toll free, 800-259-9231.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Did you know that there are tiny hidden radio transmitters, also known as RFID chips, in millions of passports, credit cards, and licenses? In the current state of the economy, it's no surprise that identity theft has increased. With current technology, thieves can purchase a simple device online that allows them to steal your credit card number and other personal information by scanning your wallet or purse. Think of this identity theft device as a garage door opener. You push a button and within a certain distance, your door opens. Thieves get near you, push a button, and these tiny radios give out personal information. Put a stop to identity theft. Visit idstronghold.com. Here you will find radio blocking secure sleeves. Simply place your credit cards and passports into these slim, lightweight sleeves, and you will put a stop to anyone trying to collect your private information. For around $5, you will be protected against RFID theft. Visit idstronghold.com. That's idstronghold.com. Or call 1-800-610-2770. 1-800-610-2770 today. If the current state of the economy is severely impacting your life, this might be some of the most important information you will ever hear. As the economy continues to spiral out of control, many people, just like you, wonder how they will support their family and pay their bills. The government is not going to help out the people who desperately need it. It's time for you to look outside the box and change your life. If you're tired of the get-rich-quick schemes, if you're tired of living paycheck to paycheck, if you're tired of being tired, you need to pick up Robert Beadle's new book, and it's called Here's What You Do. Yes, Here's What You Do. The 72-page book will show you what you need to do to make the best of an economy that's in the middle of a recession. And the best part? This revolutionary book is priced under $10 and is only $6 for the ebook. Here's What You Do to get Here's What You Do. Visit hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Hereswhatyoudo.net. And start changing your life today.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up anything, just dial toll free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features. We give them away, and they include the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies have taken the time to send us their validated photo and prove they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com and see it for yourself. And if you are a lady listener, details on how to submit your shrine or your shrine picture or video are there at shrine.freetalklive.com.
Join more than 500,000 people who've trusted LegalZoom.com for their common legal documents. You can go over there right now, and you can put together a will, because if you don't have one, you're putting your family in danger if you happen to die, and it's going to happen, right? You're going to die one day. It might you might die tomorrow. You need a will because your family is going to be at the mercy of the state, and you don't want that. LegalZoom.com, you can use code FTL to save $10 off your order. It's fast. It's easy. It's quite inexpensive. I did it, and you should do it too. LegalZoom.com.
So we are recounting this week's controversy in the activist world here in New Hampshire. As you know, if you've listened to the show before, those of us on this program pretty much every night of the week are Free State Project members. We moved here as part of a movement dedicated to gathering as many liberty-oriented people in the same geographic region as possible. And when you get people together that like the idea of freedom in general, you or more freedom, some of them aren't all the way in the total freedom camp, some of them are most of the way there. But you'll get people together that are very different in many ways. The one thing that we have in common is our love for the ideas of liberty. But otherwise, there is a wide, wide variety of belief systems and viewpoints. And unfortunately, some of the uglier ones started coming out during a forum discussion that came out of some ladies here in the Keene area talking about maybe doing a topless event to point out the inequality between the way the law looks at men and women as far as whether or not they can walk around without shirts on. And we started getting some disturbing responses, Dale.
Yeah, we agree on tactics. That's the way I like to look at it. We can vary so much. We have different religious views. We're prudish to different levels, for instance. And there are lots of things, you know, that we disagree on tactics. We might not necessarily both be against a certain practice of a certain individual, which isn't actually violating one's rights, but we might want to do something about it, and we're just not going, as libertarians, we're not going to resort to force or fraud about something that is not actually violating our rights. If you use force against me, I'll use force back if I have to. It's kind of a last resort for me, but I will if I feel in danger. And that's sort of the only time I feel like it's appropriate. If you're doing something I don't approve of, I absolutely don't feel like I have the right to use force to stop you. I wouldn't go through the state, which is force, to make you stop doing what you're doing. Like if you're discriminating against someone that I don't think you should, like women, then I wouldn't approve of that. I would probably not support your business. I'd probably not want to do business with you. Probably not want to be friends with you. I'd probably, you know, to some degree or another, probably ostracize you depending on how bad I thought your behavior was.
Sure.
Right? And that's an appropriate method as a libertarian to do that. And so I kind of brought up this, you know, when I started to realize that people were expressing these very sexist ideas, they were still being libertarian. They were saying, I don't think there should be a law against this, but on my property, I wouldn't allow it. You know, saying basically I would treat men differently than women. I would say it's okay for men to have their tops off and women not. I'd say, well, you know what? Right. If I were at your party and I took my shirt off at your pool party.
Right.
And then, no one bats an eye. And then my friend who's a lady takes her top off. And you say, oh, put your top back on or leave. You are in your rights to do that.
Sure.
But I'm going to leave with her. Okay. And you're not going to be invited to my next party. Okay. That was my point, was like, okay, you're technically in your rights to do that. But, you know, and how we should deal with that is not with force, not with, you know, trying to make you behave differently on your own property.
Right, and this is something that I really disagreed with the guy we had on last night, J.H. Hubert from LouRockwell.com, who was talking about how libertarianism for him is all about private property. And I agree that it is about private property, and that, yeah, you can set your rules on your own private property, but I also think that tolerance is a very important, plays a very important role in the ideas of liberty and allowing others to be free, allowing people to do as they please on their property. But I think that there's a real value in having tolerance in your own life. Maybe it's not one of the tenets of the libertarian philosophy, but it certainly is one of mine, I think. I don't tolerate bigots.
I do think it's, like I said, two different things. But both things that I value, you know, like that sort of tolerance for things outside of just using force and fraud, you know.
Well, I think that there's appropriate times and places for different activities. I mean, if you're having a pool party over and there's a bunch of friends who are all about the same age and they're drinking and, you know, and the music's playing.
Where are you going? No, go ahead.
The tops come off. fine and dandy. Some gal walks in the middle of my living room while my, you know, my son's up playing, and there's a bunch of other kids running around. She decides it's time to take her shirt off. That's a little weird, don't you think? I mean, like, maybe...
Only because it's been pounded into their heads that they're not supposed to see them.
Yeah.
It's not weird in a lot of places in the world.
Yes,
it's
that would be weird in a lot of places
what
in the world.
What if it's hot? What if it's a hot day and you don't have air conditioning?
I'm trying
you
to say there are a lot...
Wait a second. Step back from where your guys are at for a second and tell me that, you know, a woman in a room full of kids and, you know, like in someone's living room.
All those kids have had their mouths on.
It wasn't that. Yeah, I was going to say for a lot of them.
If it's weird. I'm not asking if it, if they've
in your culture.
It depends on whether.
Right. And this is the culture we're talking about. Welcome
well,
to New Hampshire,
to
where everybody's white, dude.
Yeah, it needs to change that because it's
to.
Not. It's,
right.
It shouldn't
but
be.
I don't need the activism in my living room. So if I've, if
your
somebody
property,
wants to
you
act
don't have to do
weird,
well, it's, it shouldn't even. I don't even think it should be activism. It's just.
But that's what that would be in that situation, Dale. Somebody saying, "Oh well, you know, here's some people think I'll take my shirt off." You know,
well,
you know, it's weird.
It is. I agree with that. I mean, they, you're, if it's your house,
that's
they should talk to you about it.
About.
Yes,
I do.
That's what we're talking about.
No, that's not what we're talking about because Dale was talking about a pool party. It's not so weird there, right? And we're also talking about the event happening during a hot summer day out in public where, in many cases, some ladies would be uncomfortable
I'm guaranteeing
having their shirts
you,
on.
If kids start, if they see it from a young age and it's a regular thing they see, it's not
sure.
going to be a big deal.
Absolutely.
For them. It isn't.
If. There's a lot of ifs here. If New Hampshire was floating around in the South Caribbean, it wouldn't matter. But it isn't. You know, it's not.
Okay, I don't even know where you're going with all this, Mark, because I was just pointing out that
I'm calling
tolerant.
People intolerant and all kinds of other things when they're not. They're just expressing their opinion on social mores.
Yeah, and those social mores are intolerant and
well,
sexist.
Yeah,
I believe that most of them were talking about what they felt was the quickest and most expedient path to liberty, and they were pointing out that there are some different.
I was all in favor of that. I mean, people who said I don't know about this particular activism being a good idea because of PR reasons. I disagreed with them, but I felt like, yeah, go ahead and express your opinion and don't be afraid to.
The reason why they're concerned about
some
that
them,
is because they're afraid of the prudes. They're concerned about the bad PR from the prudes.
Sure, but I don't have a real strong opinion about those people. It was the ones who were making sexist arguments and making excuses for why, and saying, in fact, that, yeah, they agreed with those prudes, they just wouldn't use the law. And I'm like, well, that's nice that you're libertarian about it and you wouldn't use violence. But you're still sexist, and I have a personal problem with that.
Absolutely.
And I won't use violence to express myself about that.
So what you're saying
but
was...
But I will express myself and...
Through ostracism, you were saying that if they kicked a lady out of their pool party for taking her top off,
I'm going with her.
Out.
I'm going with her, yep.
And that's... I absolutely would applaud you for that and join you. We're right there, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Unfortunately, I miss all the parties because I'm here working during the show. But we'll see you here in moments here. More coming up. Your calls about what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious tasting chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard to digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. Bring up anything toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. And it's Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com, where the features are completely free. They include the wiki with over 1,800 pages created by listeners like you. You can go to wiki.freetalklive.com. It's over 2,000 pages. Still using the old number. A lot of stuff. Wiki.freetalklive.com.
If you're interested in getting involved in politics in your particular area, there's some kind of issue that you need to confront on a statewide basis in your state, or even if that's New Hampshire, SACL CAI can handle all kinds of calling issues. They can do robotic calls. They managed to help with the seatbelt issue here in New Hampshire and with the first 1,000. So, you know, if you need automated calls done, or you know, people to make mass phone calls for your political option, it's SACL CAI. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. Right back to your calls. I believe we have Jesse in Oregon. Jesse, you're on Free Talk Live. Good evening.
Hi guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I called in to wage in on the whole boob debate.
That's right, because what we need is more men talking about women's breasts. The women callers have been pretty much absent on this, haven't they? I mean, we've been talking about breasts all week long, and I don't know, have we gotten one call?
I don't actually qualify as a man talking about breasts. I'm actually a lesbian trapped in a gay man's body, so
that might count. You're halfway. Maybe we'll give you half a point for that.
Okay.
Because the only other lady that's been discussing this has been Julia, and she's been behind the microphone. Mark, did we get one single female call on this week?
I don't think we have at all, and it does beg the question, why the hell are we still talking about it?
Mm-hmm. I don't know, I guess.
Yeah. Four days
I
had to get
now?
My two bits in, and I'm done.
Your
now,
two bits? Is that a joke?
Oh,
breast, is that a
no? But
joke?
Well, yeah. Now that you pointed it out, it is. No,
the next time Paula or Pam calls in,
you should ask them.
That's a good point. What were your thoughts? Go ahead.
Okay. Well, first off, I will say that I asked my girlfriend, and she said, oh, I definitely believe that women should be able to take their tops off. However,
yes.
I will not participate in that.
That seems to be a general consensus.
Mm-hmm. Anyways, here's what my points are. And, from an early age, as soon as kids can communicate, they are taught to what to watch for, to avoid being taken advantage of by adults or other people. You know,
sure.
Your no zones. And one of those is the boobs, the breasts. And so throughout your life, you are taught, do not show these to people. Do not let people touch them, you know. And then you've got the whole thing of women who... they say, like...
I'm a little confused, though. They don't have them yet. Children are, like, identical until puberty.
And they do let a lot of young girls run around without, tops on. It wouldn't be considered too bizarre for your
five-year-old or something?
Yeah, something like that. Young girl to run around on the beach without a top on.
True.
It's happened.
But, I mean, if you go up in age a little bit, you know, at some point... develop.
Okay. At that point, they have a little more cognizance, and you can talk. You know, you can actually discuss those issues. Yeah.
People are indoctrinated with these beliefs, no doubt about that.
And so, say you accidentally walk in on a girl changing, and they don't want you to see those. You're not supposed to look. If you do look, you're a pervert.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so all of a sudden, you have people out on the streets with their shirts off. And you're afraid people might think you're a pervert if you are, you know, gawking.
That's a problem everyone has, though. I mean, I have to exercise discretion to not make people uncomfortable, because if I see a guy with a really nice chest, I want to look at it. I'll admit it right now. I mean, I don't think that's unusual. I mean, it's just respecting people's kind of space bubbles and... Stop it, Mark. Yours aren't that great.
My chest is sore, so I'm just rubbing it a little.
But no, I mean, that's really about respecting everybody's boundaries. And the bra is it's only a difference of scale, not fundamentally different than the burqa. The idea is, mm-hmm. Men can't control themselves and they'll go nuts and then they blame the woman because she showed them. No, I'm sorry. It's the man's fault for not respecting the boundaries of that woman. So we all have
but
to
respect.
But that
boundary isn't staring in a topless protest. I mean, you know, that's the day you can go out and stand on the side of the street and watch the women walk by without their shirts on, and nobody but your wife could say anything about it, right?
Yeah,
I guess.
And I assume members of your church, if you're members of a church that would care.
But that's the thing. What's bothering me is everyone saying women's chests are sexual and men's aren't. That's BS.
Yes, absolutely.
I just the other day I was watching a movie and the guy walks out and he's got like a tight shirt on. I was like, ooh, it's a total reflex. My roommate gawked at me, but I said, ooh, nice titties. And I was talking about the guy. Okay, and you know, I don't say that about women. To me, women's chests are not sexual at all. It's because it's totally based on your orientation and your gender and stuff. It's very biased. It's because we live in a world that's very male dominated. Our culture has been dominated by males for such a long time that women's chests are so heavily sexualized and men's aren't. You know, I look at them and I go, oh, those look very effective for feeding infants. You know, they're utilitarian to me. And
I think that it's a value to do the keep away clothes on your chest if you can do it. I don't think that, men aren't going to be able to pull it off nearly as well as women do. But the
keep away clothes,
in sales jargon is the, you can't have this. I won't let you have this. And then you offer it up. And so to some extent, the keep away clothes with the chest is, you know, enticing guys. They're visual. You know, there's differences in the sexes.
I think there's real value to for a lady to cover herself up in a certain way that will attract men to her, certainly.
I used to find tank tops sexier than a man who's completely topless, actually.
This goes back to a conversation we were having earlier. Mark disagreed with me on this, the idea that when something is concealed, then and there is that kind of, well, what's underneath that feeling?
Your imagination runs wild.
Exactly. And
he made a blanket statement that wearing clothes, clothes over boobs is sexier than clothes not over boobs. And it's just not true.
But that's, I disagree with you there. That's exactly what he was saying.
It depends.
I'm saying that I used to find...
That's the contrary position is still, it depends. And this guy over here can simply not make a statement without going to the superlative.
Okay, what I'm saying here, Mark, is that for a lot of people, having clothes on is sexier than off. You're saying for you
it's
different.
Some clothes yes, some clothes no. Some people yes, some people no.
It all depends, though, doesn't it? Because some people can be turned on, like, you know, an Amish man might be turned on by a woman wearing a full-on, very conservative bit of clothing and showing off her ankles.
That's because that's all he has to get turned on about.
But my point there is that there are you could be wearing the most bulky clothing ever and still have some sort of sexual turn-on because of something that is being revealed or the thought of what might be revealed eventually. And that's what you were saying, Dale, when you said that a man in a shirt is in many ways sometimes.
Well, specifically, like tank tops were very enticing to me. Like,
but what that, if? It, you know, well, how about a shirt that's really form-fitting?
Kind of, exactly.
Yeah,
that could be very nice.
Different things,
kind of accents, and you know.
All right, Jesse, you're still there. Any other thoughts?
Yeah. So you say that when you see a woman in a shirt that you wonder what's there, but then at the same time you claim that breasts aren't sexual. But when you wonder what's there, you know, what color bra does she have, you know?
Everything about
that is sexualizing it.
Everything about a woman's body is sexual to someone attracted to women, and vice versa.
True that.
Same thing with a man's body. What I'm having issue with is the special status for a female breasts than versus a man's, and it's totally depending on your orientation.
Right, breasts are
and we're in a male-dominated society. That's why breasts have a special status. It is sexism.
They're not sexual by default, in my opinion. I think that they have to be. There has to be other things surrounding them, some sort of sexual, you know, again, the way the lady is behaving or the clothing that she's wearing. Certain circumstances, I think, that have to surround the breast in order for it to be sexual. I think that on its own, a naked breast is not a sexual thing.
Well, it is. If you appreciate breasts in that manner, sure. I mean, you get to decide for yourself. The viewer gets to decide whether it's sexualized, even if they're not. You know, I mean, I can look at the women's underwear catalog and find, you know, things that are sexual.
Thank you for the call tonight, Jesse. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
In an instant, the world changed for Lieutenant General Michael O'Neill. His staff shot before his eyes, arrested for war crimes. He now faces a short, one-sided trial. The boundaries blur, the chaos returns. Somebody is going to die. The long-awaited sequel to Hell's Fair, The Eye of the Storm, by New York Times best-selling author John Ringo, from Bain Books. Remember, if you don't like your world, visit one of ours at Bain.com.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from Pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi, summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to upthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves if you dial the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, and if you enjoy this program and want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become an amplifier. For as little as $3 a month, we'll take that money and reinvest it into the show, getting on as many radio stations as we possibly can, exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. So if that sounds like a good idea to you, please go and become an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. You get perks, too, like access to the amp-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. amp.freetalklive.com. Write to your calls to the amp line. Dan is in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Yesterday you guys talked about a case where a woman hired a hitman to assassinate her husband. And it turns out that the hitman was actually a cop. And so obviously she was arrested and et cetera, et cetera. And there was a disagreement about whether or not, what sort of response would be justified in that situation.
In a more market-based justice world paradigm where you don't have a one-size-fits-all government monopoly system.
Right. Well, I think that, obviously the principle of the non-initiation of force boils down to that, every person owns themselves. They alone are the owner of their wills, and when somebody else forces their will upon another, that is the initiation of force. So it's not necessarily the threat that causes the violation of somebody's rights. It is the expression of that threat or coercion by threat that results in the person being made to do something which they otherwise would not have done. So a threat is basically the expression of both the means and the intention to do harm. In this case, both of those things were present. So the question would be, to what extent was this man's life changed and will be disrupted because of this occurrence?
Well, he did find out that his wife wants to kill him. So
right. I mean, that's going to be a bit of a shocker, perhaps. Like, you could be just, hey, everything's all right, and then your wife apparently was paying someone money to kill you.
It may not necessarily result in a whole lot of damages for him. I mean, it could be good for him that he knows his wife is not like the best partner for him. but it would certainly probably result in some and some detriment to the woman who put a hit out on her husband.
Well, as Mark suggested last night, and I thought this was a fair suggestion, was that if they're going through a divorce process, since she tried to kill him, maybe he should get a fairly decent settlement out of
it. I think she should get everything that they jointly, you know, jointly own. And, you know, honestly, I think all of her property should be forfeited.
That's probably what would happen in private courts, actually.
Now, what about
there's something
this?
Close to it.
As
I mean, I'm sure that'd be considerable, you know. It,
as an additional idea, and, you know, the private, I've read plenty of these fiction things, and I think it's kind of interesting, is if the judge made some kind of additional punitive damage, say 50, 60, you know, depends on the amount of money that the couple has. Obviously, for a more wealthy person, it would be a higher amount than a poor person. But, you know, say it was $50,000 that the woman had to pay her husband in addition to forfeiting all her property. It's really no different than prison because she's not going to be able to come up with the 50 grand, right? So she's going to have to go to some company, which these will spring up just like these check cashing places that basically allow her to pledge her indentured servitude to for this 50 grand.
I don't know. I don't know about anything. It sounds very speculative. I don't know.
Really?
Yeah, very. I don't know.
Okay. I believe this entirely, that in the absence of, government law, people will be able to indenture themselves for, all kinds of reasons.
Compared to what alternative? You know, how depending on how bad this indentured thing is, I mean, you have to understand there's not going to be the power level that there is now consolidated in one place to impose really unreasonable things on people.
Yeah, couldn't she just make payments throughout her life?
It would depend. And what's unreasonable? I think it's reasonable.
That's what the market decides. It's going to be a lot better than what's arbitrarily decided right now.
The reasonableness of the punishment would then some other company could come along and buy out the contract that this woman signed with that other, because basically she's paying it off. And likely the contract would have all kinds of stipulations. Like if you want to just, sew buttons on shirts, you'll have to do that for 3 years. However, if you're willing to do, a sexual conscription, then you would only have to do it for one. Do you understand how you different services are worth more and less in the market?
Sure. Yeah. I'm just saying I would expect the punishments meted out to be, this is one of those things that when it's allowed to evolve in a free market, it will improve over time and become and approach a reasonable, reasonable in a less arbitrary fashion than in a dictated system.
I'm not saying that it would be prison in the sense that you would have cell blocks and people knifing each other over cartons of milk or anything like that.
Right.
That's not the kind of prison I'm talking about. Well, the kind of prison I'm talking about is that the people, that essentially would contract with companies.
And his speculation is as valid as anyone else's.
Sure.
I mean, Dr. Mary Ruart has talked about a couple of different options in her book, Healing Our World. But, Dan, what about you? How do you feel about all this?
Well, I think it's important to note that whereas the ideal situation, according to libertarian ethics, might be one thing, the court might act differently. You know, there is no magic hammer of God that's going to come down and smash a judge that rules poorly. So there might be something that we would consider unreasonable. I would think that in order to be perfectly ethically consistent, the damages should match the amount of disruption that's going to happen in his life. So obviously they're not going to live together. Should he get the house? I believe so. Maybe the car, maybe the court would add some punitive damages. But those punitive damages, if they exceed the actual amount of harm that happened to the victim or the intended victim, I don't think that those would be justly enforceable except by ostracism. So if she doesn't pay them, then she would be considered an uninsurable risk, and
now you're speculating, which is fine, but that's how it is right now.
We need people to speculate about what they think might happen, so some of the best ideas can come out, and we can maybe promote those.
And we need people to question the speculation, as I'm going to do with Dan now. Now, Dan, the idea is that you want to go with the damages the guys incurred, so. Wouldn't you say that there's a difference, say, somebody decides to kill my son, right? He kills him in a horrible, horrible way, and I should be compensated for, whatever manner that the judge decides that my son, Jack, is worth to me, right?
Right.
Well, what if somebody accidentally backs over Jack in a parking lot? Do you think that those people deserve the same punishment?
No, I don't necessarily, but they might, I would say that they might fix a similar value, but might be willing to be more forceful in their carrying out of the decision in the case of a actual.
I think there's more damages in the former than the latter as well. The emotional tragedy for a parent whose child was, say, violently abused and then killed or something is and purposefully killed as opposed to a negligence issue, something like that is I think the impact on the people who love that person is much larger.
Well, I think that this is what I'm talking about with punitive damages. Mm-hmm. I think that punitive damages have a place in any judicial system.
Yeah, I think and, that would be an, I think that's something that would come up in a few
anybody
months.
Who overlooks punitive damages simply isn't looking at isn't putting it together some kind of real system.
Well, yeah, you don't want somebody to just be able to get away with paying back what was taken. You also want them to have to pay a penalty on top of that. Otherwise, what are you getting paid for your lost time and your lost effort and your...
Well, that's just what's taken. My effort and my time are taken when you take my effort and my time.
Okay.
Punitive is punitive.
Let's say that the, that it is a murder and that hypothetically that they, let's say, oh, geez, 200 ounces of gold is the, is the going rate for murder. Maybe it'd be a lot more than that. Then they could also put on another, or, they could double it or, 2,000, whatever, something in the equivalent of tens of millions in today's amount of money. Or if they're a very rich person, then they could fix the punitive damages of billions or tens of billions. And even though I say they might not be able to, hold a gun to that person's head and say, you can't extract this as your agent of justice, what would happen is if they refuse to pay it, they're not going to be able to be insured. So then who's going to protect them? Who's going to protect that person if you decide to run him over with a car? No, yep. Nobody would, because he will be an uninsurable person.
Very good. Thank you, Dan, for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. The idea is always valued. 800-259-9231 is...
Love the idea of a society where somebody whose insurance laps you to shoot him in the street.
SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. We're talking about somebody who is...
Oversimplifying.
Yeah, whose insurance laps for killing someone. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.